music, heartbreaker,
fly boy ENT,
crown jewel.
Hey man, I told you I got Young Dro on this track, right? Hey Dro,
yeah,
you ready to get this money or what?
Grand hustler, ain't I?
What it do, shawty, what's good? You probably never seen a man who look this good. 100 bills in Louis bag, yeah, you know I like to brag. I'm in my drop top, 24th pop rack. I got swagger, so all them pennies drop that. We can get it popping like we pop, pop. Champagne, don't call me daddy, call me
music, heartbreaker.
Hi, hello, every hour I'm on polo, I'm a bolo. I don't follow, wanna fuck her in my Rover. She know that, so I don't tip for your desire. So I trick her, game over. She said,
hey everyone, it's Noelle.
Hey, it's Dame Dr. Foxy Brown.
And we're on episode 4 of the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast. And I almost forgot what episode we're on. Okay, so right now we are going to go through the news. And later, I think we're going to have a happy free talk for a change.
We're gonna try anyway.
Yep. First, it's Big Bang. They will release their repackaged album on April 4th, and it will include the Sung solo song. Tracklist and the teasers, actually there's one teaser, so it's just a teaser, has been released for Stupid Liar. And all I can say is, for the first time, YG is true to his word. But I'm not really believing him yet, because there's how many more days left till April 4th? 2 days?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Doesn't it say D minus 6?
Oh, yeah. If it's D minus 6, then there's more. What a liar. But didn't he announce April 4th?
I think it's April 7th, and you magically wished the number 7 into a 4.
Okay. Sorry about
it's probably,
that.
No, it's probably not even the 7th. It's probably the 8th, because it's the 2nd where you are right now.
Yeah.
Oh, and therefore, God. It's also the 2nd in Korea.
Oh, my
I don't
God.
Know how you turn the 8 into a 4.
I think I'm magically wishing. I don't know. But
maybe the single comes out. I don't know.
But
maybe
yeah.
Nothing comes out on the 4th. I think you're going crazy.
I think I have too. So, yeah. Alright, sorry about that. But yeah, YG, I hope, is true to his word this time.
I don't know why Hi Hi is on that album, though. What's up with that?
It has a couple of old songs. It has Taeyang's I Need a Girl, I think. I Need a Girl song.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the other songs from that album aren't...
Mini album 4.
Yeah, aren't included. So, okay. So they've compensated by putting in the solo songs. The only thing that makes me happy is that Daesung's solo track is going to be there. Okay.
The one that he sang at the concert, right?
Yes. I'm looking forward to that. Really.
Yep. The official news is April 8th.
Okay.
And there will be 2 title tracks. Stupid Liar and Love Song.
Nice.
Love Song is composed by Teddy and G-Dragon, written by Teddy and G-Dragon. Wait, no. Arranged by Teddy and G-Dragon, composed by Teddy and G-Dragon, and written by Teddy. Stupid Liar, on the other hand, is composed... Okay, I might be screwing this up, because I'm just pretending to read Korean. But, G-Dragon does one thing. G-Dragon and Pil Kang, I think, is the dude from... one group is Happy Face, and the other... They sang Be My 1004. I am. I'm pretty sure it's him, because... Big Tone is also in this group. He's also in Happy Face with PK. And Big Tone helped to compose, write songs for Seungri, and I think with Taeyang as well.
All right. Next is Yuno and IU. Rumors say that they will appear in a new variety show called Kiss and Cry, where they're trained to be figure skaters. And they are going to be mentored by the Queen of Ice herself, Kim Yuna. To be honest, I like this news.
A rumor.
Because it's, you know.
I thought you didn't like him, though.
I'm not going to say why I'm liking him now, but I think you have an idea.
You are such a horrible woman. Seriously.
Anyway. Next is, I don't know why this is newsworthy, but apparently some people think this is newsworthy. SHINee's Jonghyun and Shin Se-kyung are still happily dating. Okay.
I think that it's newsworthy, A, because her movie just wrapped. SHINee's got a new album coming out eventually. Whether it's a Japanese or Korean release, we don't know. Also because they haven't been photographed together, so... I guess the agency, her agency, feels like it needs to remind us.
Well, okay.
But, hey, if they're still banging, all the props in the world to them for making it work despite SM throwing them under the bus after a month. You know, that would destroy lesser relationships.
You know what? It's just strange because they felt the need to announce that they've celebrated their 6-month anniversary too. Like,
is this a cool thing? I understand. I think announcing that they've been together for 6 months is a lot better than saying, "Hey, those people you forgot about," because you haven't seen either of them. Well, you've seen Se-kyung a lot, mm-hmm. but he's been AWOL for a while now.
Yeah,
you'd say. Okay, it's good to hear news of him, and I guess while he's not walking around, he's apparently having sex with her, which is, you know, some fangirls may not like it, but it's fine by me.
Fine by me, too. Okay, next is We Got Married news. So the show has two new couples, Kim Won-jun and an actress, Park So-yeon. Yep, and then Tiara's Yun Jung and another actor, Lee Chang-woo, who also happens to be Wani's cousin, ex-Fly to the Sky, and We Got Married graduate. Looking forward to that.
You have anything else to say?
Nothing much, except for the fact that I don't know the first couple.
Okay, from what I've gathered, I forgot his name, Lee Won-jun? That's his name?
Mm-hmm.
He is a fairly popular veteran singer from the 90s, which explains, you know, the fact that he's 38 now.
Okay.
He apparently at one point, I guess when Tiara first came out, said that he really liked Eun Jung, so this is kind of funny. That they're both on the same show now and they're not paired with each other. But NBC has said that each couple has recorded their pilot episode. And they're pleased with the atmosphere and the chemistry that they had. We'll see if the fans like it, but really, with the exception of the Eun Jung casting, even though I know like she's going more into acting now,
uh-huh.
So she is still an idol, yeah, but she's less on the... Well, she's still the shoving down your throat kind of idol. But I guess it's more palatable because she's... I wouldn't go out and call her an actress, but she's taken a break from Tiara. She has done it several times in order to act. So you could see that acting is clearly more important to her than singing is, or more important to the company for her than singing, because I guess it brings in more money. And they're going with... There's two more actors being added to the cast. In the previous cast that we had, there were no actors.
Yeah.
It was all singers, so this is doing better. I guess they didn't choose an actress couple because it'd probably make it feel too fake.
Yeah.
Like it has when they tried that experiment previously with, I think it's Hwang Woo-soo-hae and Lee Sun-ho. And they were pulled off the show after 12 episodes because they got too racy, I guess, for family viewers.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting angle to look at because they paired two older people, 38 and 40, by Korean age. So I'm interested in it to see how that's going to play out because you have two people who obviously aren't going to be concerned with the same sort of thing that the younger idols mm-hmm. are concerned with. And then you have people who probably at this point in their life, their parents are trying to figure out why they aren't married. So if the family shows up at all, that would be an interesting angle. And they seem to be getting backlash already, at least from the international side, i.e. the stuff I can read. A lot of people are saying, who are these people? Why would they cast them? They're going to be unpopular. No one's going to sub them. The part about no one subbing them is probably true.
Yep, because they're not idols. No group is going to sub them. Not unless there's a dedicated subbing group
that
subs
We
Got Married. Yeah. Do you know of one? I don't think there's...
No, there hasn't been one since first season.
And that was a long time ago, so...
Yeah, that was over 2 years ago. Anyway, I like to see that the show's continuing to go on. They're trying to continue the longevity of the show. You know, a lot of people want to be on it because it does a lot for your image.
Yes.
And they managed to strike gold previously, which kept the show alive. So I'm going to trust, if it's the same PD is in charge, I'm going to trust her casting abilities and say that even without subs, I will probably enjoy this new couple because I want to. Really, what I've wanted is older people, less idols, a cast more like season one, which only had two idols on it.
Yeah. Well, I'll give them a chance this time. I promise. I'll give them a chance.
I'm not going to watch anything.
I am. Just because it's very interesting because, you know, they may do something that may interest me. And it's good that I don't know who they are. So that I don't have any preconceived bias or something. So, yeah.
Against them? Yeah.
So we start on a blank slate. Clean. And I'm just letting them bring what they want to bring. So, I wish them the best. Okay. Next up is Five Dolls, the entire group. Was cast in NBC's new drama, Best Love. So that's interesting. Very interesting.
What's the new drama about?
I'm not too sure, but I think it involves idols, like a new group, something like that. I didn't really read through that. But that's interesting, though, casting the entire group in a drama.
I think I may have read something about it. They make an appearance in the show as another group. As a group under a different name.
Mm. Very interesting. And also, I just found out this week that Chanmi was an SM trainee before. Interesting.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
I knew that. And I'm not interested in Chanmi in Sonia Shide SM or Five Dolls, really.
But yeah, I didn't know that.
If you read threads, it's brought up quite often in threads about her.
Oh, well, I'm not really interested in her, so there you go. Okay, next up is...
Yes, I know you're afraid of his eyebrows. Her eyebrows, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm watching Big Tone. I really like him.
He's good. But I don't like the way he looks, so there. Okay, next up...
I am so offended.
But he's very talented, and he's a good rapper, so... And he produces good songs, too. I believe in his talent, but not in his looks. Okay, next is 4 Minute. 4 Minute released Heart to Heart, the mini-album and the MV. I've listened to the album just once. I don't have enough listening time to make a judgment about the album, but... so far, it's different from their previous stuff. And also, where did a sexy concept go? I can't find it.
Okay, here's what happened. This mini album has nothing to do with the sexy concept. The sexy concept is for their upcoming album, which I think is on the 15th. Those two go together. I guess the mini album is a bonus. When the music video released, a lot of people were like, what happened to 4 Minute? What is this cutesy shit? And I watched it and I had no problem with it. I completely liked the video.
I love the video.
I was trying to rationalize to myself. I'm like, yo, I love 4 Minute. I love all the stuff they've done previously. If you look at their last set of Korean singles, it was this tougher image. And then I remembered something. They made a music video for What a Girl Wants.
Mm-hmm.
That is quite possibly one of the cutesiest videos I've ever seen. Like it does it previously to Heart to Heart releasing, it had nothing to do with the rest of their catalog. It stood out being, you know, nothing like the other stuff. But really now it's laid the groundwork so that when Heart to Heart appears, I'm, you know, not disappointed by it at all. I haven't listened to the full album either. I got to that Sugar Honey song and I was like, okay, I'll listen to this another time.
Yeah, it is quite different from all their previous releases. But I love the MV. I so love it because it's so cute. I cannot get over that guy fainting over a fake spider.
Scene with the bicycle where I don't even remember what he's doing. He's standing there and they're in the background. One bicycle with the five of them. And like, instead of riding away, they I think Jihyun had the bicycle. She just like wheels the bicycle off and they all go behind her. And I was like, this is just, it's cutesy and silly at the same time. Yeah. And I love it because I have a problem.
But yeah, it is. It is. It is cute. It's just different from their usual stuff. Okay. Next is JYJ. Well, JYJ will kick off their world tour in Bangkok tonight, April 2nd. However, the Indonesia and Singapore concerts were canceled. They had promoter problems, especially with Indonesia. And I think it's the same thing with Singapore. And Taiwan is replacing the Singapore stop.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to comment on how unfair that was. And then I was going to say, hey, at least you had like a rumored concert that got canceled. I have nothing.
Well, I'm not even going to say anything about how unfair that was. Just because I don't live in any of those cities, so, I mean, countries. But hey, there's one slot remaining. There's still hope for me.
You better buy a plane ticket to Taiwan.
I think I better, but no, that's too much. I'm not that
crazy. What about Japan?
Japan, maybe next year. Because I'm going to Korea this year, so maybe next year. And next is, oh, this is good. Idol group producers are bitching about I Am a Singer, that I think it's an NBC show, because the show's quite successful. And the show actually focuses on the veterans and their past hits. But now the idol producers are not happy about the songs, because the songs are digitally released and they're making money off it. And they're not happy about the fact that it's dominating the charts. All I can say is suck it.
All I can say is make better songs.
Yeah, I mean, you're faced with real talent, like old school talent. So when faced with competition, step up and suck it.
I'm trying so hard not to derail this conversation back to 4 Minute. Go ahead. What's next?
Next is Kara. This is actually amazing for a group. For a girl group, that is. Because after 8 short months in Japan, they have managed to sell over 1 million copies of their albums. And as of now, there are only 3 groups, well, that have been able to do that. First is, not even 3 groups, 3 artists. First is BoA, and then Dongbang Shinki, and third is them.
You mean Korean artists that have been able to do this, right?
Okay. That's right. So that's something big for Kara in Japan.
Is something big for Kara, period, because I doubt all of their albums that they've made over the course of their career in Korea have sold 1 million copies. So, congratulations to them.
Yes, congratulations to the girls. But how is their problem with DSP going? I haven't heard anything about it recently.
My guess is there's some sort of under-the-table deal, or they'll speak more about it after the drama finished airing. I think it may be done, or maybe on its last episode, because it was delayed for a while.
Mm.
So maybe they'll talk after that. I don't know.
We'll see. But it's very quiet regarding that, like the DSP problem issue. So
maybe the parents sorted something out with DSP, and they're not going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I hope they have, because the girls are really, they're being successful. They're getting what they want. I suppose this is what they want. So, yeah, I wish them the best. And congratulations to Kara again. So if you wanted to reel this conversation back to 4 minutes, feel free.
No, the conversation is just going to be about the music video again. I've already forgotten what I was going to say.
Okay, well, we can talk about that later. Because that is one thing.
Under the things that make me happy, yeah.
Because that's one thing that made me happy and smile this week. So, yeah, that's about it. So now we go to the things that made us happy this week. I'll start. 4 minute. 4 minutes new music video. Heart to Heart. So
it stars, is it Jonghyun?
From Junction.
CNBLUE.
Junction. Yep.
Really?
Yep. He's cute.
Now I'm confused because there's two of them in the group with names that start similarly.
Junction.
I don't want to be wrong.
The guy with the longish hair.
So it stars Junction and Hyuna with the weird contact lenses
for
some reason. And her face. I'm not quite sure what it is about her face that throws me off. Like this, I don't know if it's asymmetrical or what, but like her cheekbones are high and pronounced, and then her face is kind of fat. Anyway, none of that has anything to do with anything. The video itself sort of reminds me of Gina's Black and White, in that it presents you with scenes when they were obviously very happy,
yes,
and then it seems like out of nowhere, dude just like slammed down a barrier and is like,
yeah,
it's done.
He cheats on her.
So 4 minute takes her to the club, I guess, to make her feel better. And who does she see
in the club?
Junction flirting with what looks like Baby J from Jewelry.
That's like a big slap in the face, you know?
That's like, I mean, Baby J is cool and all, but that's like a step down. So the rest of the video is really them getting silly revenge on him. They spray his sandwiches with some sort of poisonous thing. Like, who leaves their sandwiches out if they're making it themselves? Secondly, if you just broke up with your girlfriend and you walk in the house and there are sandwiches on the table, who eats them?
But no, second of all, how could he not notice five girls in his house? And how did five girls break in his house?
I think he probably gave Hyuna a key and wasn't smart enough to collect it after he broke up with her.
Oh, what an idiot.
They did silly things, like they switched his shaving cream with whipped cream.
Yeah.
They put a fake spider in his house.
And he fainted. Okay, that cracked me up. He fainted because of a fake spider, but the spider was huge. And also, what was the stuff they were putting in his toothpaste? Was that super glue?
I don't know, but he seemed to figure out pretty quickly that someone was messing with him.
Yeah, in a way, I feel sorry for the guy because of all these nasty things that the girls did to him, but he deserved it. But the girls could have done something worse, but it's just cute and funny and annoying for the guy anyway.
It's cute and funny because the guy's attractive and they're a girl group and you know it's innocent and it's not like, you know, these are the kind of things, if you do it in real life, you probably would get arrested.
Yeah,
that's
true.
They sprayed poison on his food.
Oh,
I mean, if he had, like, if he'd physically been able to eat it, and he did, and it killed him, that could have been bad.
But yeah, he was smart enough to figure out that someone was messing with him early on, so give him props for that.
And he actually didn't sound terrible in the song, so.
Nope. And did you notice that in the video she kind of took, like, a backseat to the singer?
Which one? Gayun or Jiyun?
I think it's Gayun.
The blonde one, then?
Yes.
With the chin?
Yes.
Yes. I feel like despite being the star of the video, it wasn't, like, stage-hogging, more or less.
Is that, like, a response to the fans' reactions, or is it something that Cube wants to try?
something new?
I think they do want to try probably one person being pushed forward per single. I think that's what they were going for. But it got sort of derailed because they didn't expect Ji-Yoon to be as popular as she was. So they had to keep catering to those fans. I really did like the part where she bought him the lingerie at work and the whip.
Oh my goodness. She was a
delivery girl, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the looks from the coworkers. Like, he didn't know how to explain it. He just had to smile. Uh-huh. Sheepish.
Just now, I remember, there were rumors about Ji-Yoon having plastic surgery, a boob job.
Oh, Ji-Hyun, the leader.
Yeah.
Those rumors were people being stupid and jealous.
Stupid, I know.
Because they apparently didn't watch the Hit Your Heart video, where her scenes in the video were just her sitting on a throne with her tits all pushed up so you could see.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically repeated the same thing for this single.
Ah, well, they're just being jealous. Because I've seen her up close, and she definitely has the tits.
It's so juvenile to laugh at that. But they got him fake arrested. Like, why?
You're watching the video now?
Yeah, it's on my computer.
That's of course cute. I am. That's cute. You know what? One thing I've learned, though, I mean, I hope the guy learns this. Don't mess with a girl who has four crazy and vindictive friends.
Yeah, like, who are also not in relationships.
Yes.
Because if she got cheated on and they were all happily engaged with someone, whether it was of the same sex, some other sex, opposite, whatever, where if they were in happy relationships, they would have been like, we will come and we will drink with you and then this will end because we have to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing as they're all apparently single, have nothing better to do, they would probably living vicariously through Hyuna with her perfect relationship with a cute boyfriend. And now this ends and they're all angry because it's like it happened to them.
But, you know, if I was one of the friends and, you know, I'm not single, I would have done that just for kicks. I would have done that. And just because that's my character, I would have done that.
Yeah, you're a terrible person.
Sometimes I am. I'll admit that. But most of the time I'm not. Before people get the wrong impression of me.
I think it's too late for that. It's probably about 3 episodes too late for that.
Oh, come on. You can't possibly think that bad of me. Oh. So what part are you on now in the video?
Oh, I'm done with the video.
Now, I want a part 2. Seriously.
Well, I don't think there's any story left to tell. They kind of did the whole thing.
No, I want a part 2. Really, like...
What would you want to see?
The guy realizing that the girls were messing with him.
Well, he knows it has to be them. Who else? Like, no one has any motivation. I hope. Like, unless he's just been randomly gathering up girlfriends and breaking up with them.
No, just because. Because that's what I think he did.
It would have been funny if, like, he was dating Baby J. And then something happened where they couldn't be together.
And then Yuna was the other girl.
And then he picks up Hyuna, so she's the other chick, and now his not necessarily his real girlfriend, but the one he really cares about shows up and is like, what we had, I would like to get back to it, and he's like, sweet, don't worry about this girl, she's nobody, and then she just walks past.
Oh, man, that's so sad for her, for Yuna. Oh.
It's a pretty good story, though, I should write that.
You should, you're good at that. We can make a part 2 in our own minds. You know?
We've probably done that already. So, what else made you happy, or is it my turn?
Oh, you can go next.
Like we've talked about, the new U-Kiss song. U-Kiss recently ditched 2 of its original members, mm-hmm. Ki-Bom, Alexander. We talked about it in our first episode. And they replaced them with an indie singer named Hoon and AJ of Paran. And the reason why they got rid of them was they said they were lacking in certain aspects and it was better for the group and for their music if they were replaced with these 2 guys. And people were kind of, you know, disbelieving. Like, sure, Hoon is talented and AJ is the guy that made Ki Gwang change his name, but we don't know that what you say will happen, and we've already had these other 2 guys for several years and we're used to them and we love them. They're great guys, whatever. But it got ditched because once a company decides something, it happens. And just recently, they released their new single, mini album. And the lead song, 0330, is really, really good.
And I was surprised myself because you made me listen to it earlier before recording. And all I can say is, wow. Just wow. Just because you're right. The two members couldn't sing or rap like that. And apparently the song was produced by the same producer who did most of their old songs.
Not most of their old songs. He did Shut Up, which was their last single. And he's also well known for producing a lot of Double S songs. And he maybe, I don't know if his style is just better suited to these two new voices or if he just created a song that fit them. But this song sounds really, really good. It is nothing against Keybum specifically because he can sing. He's obviously not as good of a singer as Hoon. But maybe his singing ability was a little bit too raw and it didn't work well because what the most important thing to take away from this new mini album is that they sound a lot better as a group. They always had two outstanding singers in Sohyun and Kevin. But with the addition of Hoon and the addition of AJ, the rap is now a lot stronger and the vocals are a lot stronger. Although you still have Kisup, who doesn't do anything. But
it's okay.
No, these things happen.
Yeah. Apparently, the fans are... Well, there hasn't been much backlash, right? From what you've told me earlier?
As far as I can tell, no.
Okay. Or is it still too early to tell?
Yeah, it's been... This is their first week of promotions, so... We'll probably see, like, say, they end promotions and their position in K-pop hasn't really changed. They're still as unknown as they've always been. Then I think the backlash will flare up where people will be like, you know, you betrayed these members of the group by kicking them out really without their consent. They were pretty much forced to sign papers saying they were willingly going to leave. And what did it accomplish? You're still in the same position. If that happens... I'm sure the fans that are angry about it will come out of the woodworks.
Mm. Well, I wish the new UKIS, the new revamped and all improved UKIS the best because they deserve to be on top. You know, because they've worked hard. Each and every group in K-pop, they deserve to at least have a moment of glory because you know how hard their training is. It needs to pay off.
I won't say that you deserve it because. Saying that everybody deserves it is like everyone getting a prize for effort. That's not how the world works, really. The best or the most powerful get rewarded. Mm. And really the only thing that you can do is be your best and hope that's good enough. You'll always have your fans. UKIS clearly has created a group of fans that love them. And hopefully it just continues to get bigger and bigger. And, you know, if they continue to evolve as artists, at some point they might get rewarded.
In general, though, K-pop needs to step up with all these new groups. I guess this should be a wake-up call to those groups or members of groups who are underperforming that, hey, they can be taken out anytime, taken out of the group if they don't step up, if they don't improve.
Yeah, that's also, like, the terrible thing is... You could be maxed out. You could be working your hardest. You could be doing everything the company wants you to do. And just at some point, they could just say to you, look, we don't think you're good enough. All your dreams you've had up to this point, they're over. We're going to take you out and replace you with someone else. And there's just nothing you could do. You have no recourse at all. It's just like a regular job in that respect that your employer could say to you, hey, look, you're not working out.
Mm-hmm.
You're fired. Here's your pink slip.
Say goodbye.
Your settlement.
Mm-hmm. And here's a box.
Pack up your desk.
Yeah, and yeah. Here's your box. Pack your stuff. Go.
And here's the guy from security. He's gonna watch you pack your stuff.
That's so sad.
And then escort you out of the building.
That's like the worst thing that could happen to someone professionally, though. You have to be escorted out of the building.
Maybe you're a crazy person.
Well, no. Well... I've seen that happen at work, and the girl wasn't crazy, as far as I know, but she had to be escorted out of the building. That's
she just couldn't take it, or they just ordered that she be escorted
they
out?
They just ordered that she be escorted out, and I don't really know why. But she wasn't crazy or anything, but she was a major, major, major boss.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why.
Dang. So, what's the next thing that's made you happy?
Oh, I'm gonna say this, and you're just gonna say I'm a horrible person, but it's,
I could say that anyway. I could preempt you. You're a horrible person.
It's, Dongbang Shinki's Before You Go, dance version music video. You wanna know why?
Because they rub their dicks?
Yeah. And I saw that, like, how many times, and... Damn, it's really sexy time. All I can say is, wow. Because most of the performances that I've watched, the cameramen don't really focus much on that. I've seen a lot.
I don't think they're interested in watching a bunch of dudes rub their dicks.
So sexy, though.
And just objectively speaking, I don't think they are.
But still, they have to think of the fans.
I don't.
Oh, they're so
big. They've never done anything the fans wanted. When I was watching Teen Top perform Super Love, when Ricky does that Matrix thing, half of the performances in the beginning, the camera did not look at it, even though that was easily the most interesting part of the choreography. And a lot of times they've done stuff like that. Because there's only apparently one competent camera team, and that's Ikigayo. And the other people try, I guess. But it doesn't work.
Oh, man. And also, you could really see the polished dance steps in the video. So it's very interesting. I'm not really a fan of dance version videos. But this video in particular made me just stop and watch. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think I've talked too much about Dongbang Shinki's new song. So I'm going to keep it short. So, yeah. Oh, another thing that made me happy this week, though. Was drunken top CFO responses. So funny.
Okay.
Have you heard of that? Have you heard? It's up on YouTube somewhere.
I think I saw a link and I just skipped it because I'm like, whatever.
It's so funny.
Whatever top. Done.
But I'm this is done. The thing though. You don't know if he's drunk or that's just him being him. Top, I'm rap and blah, 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 blah. I'm not a good dancer. Because I'm a rapper.
I mean, that is perfectly flawless logic, right?
Yeah.
Generally speaking. But you're in a boy band, dude. You could at least practice, improve. Do the thing where you don't sleep. And all you do is dance. For days. Until you get it down. But like at this point, his not being able to dance is like a charm point or whatever.
And it's like he's half-assing all his... performances. You know, when everyone else is dancing their hearts out, he's like, yeah, just get this over and done with. I don't know if I
it seems like he does draw his attention. He does draw your attention to his half-assing it. And I think it must be some sort of in-joke because no one's gotten angry about it publicly. But, you know.
You never know.
Who knows?
YG? I don't know. We'll see. Huh. And, your turn.
I'm looking to see if there was anything else that made me happy this week. Because we already talked about Jonghyun and Home Chick still doing it. And doing it well, apparently.
For 6 months.
Yeah, good on them. Even though, you know, most people just start banging at 6 months. Oh, there we go. Crown J.
Uh-huh. Right.
Crown J released, finally,
I'm good.
His music video for the English version of I'm Good, which features Grand Hustle's Young Dro. And people that are fans of Crown J have known that he's been excited about this video for a long time. And it's released pretty much going on...
Two years?
Getting close to 2 years since we've known about the song and that it involved Young Dro. And I don't know if it's because of his legal issues. There was a long period of time we weren't hearing anything from him. And this is a dude that used to be all over Twitter. So I'm not mad at him for, you know, releasing a video that I wanted to see. A lot of people are upset because the video looks cheap. the song sounds old, and to them I counter, the song is 2 years old. It's a video that was already done. For whatever reason, he had to hold off on releasing it. Maybe it was a money issue. Some contract they were obligated to pay attention to. They didn't dot some I's or whatever. They owe people money on it. We don't know. But it is a typical show-offy hip-hop video. The people that upset me really were the ones that are not even getting on the racism part. The ones that were talking about him showing off money, jewels, watches, material possessions in general, objectifying women, that sort of thing. And I'm like, okay, you said you liked him when we got married, right? You are aware that he liked his watch more than he liked his wife in the show.
What were
and his hats and his shoes, they came first. So I'm not surprised at all that he has in his video shots that are just of the money and the jewels and all that. Like, it seems like that's him.
What were they called? New edition couple, special edition couple, limited edition couple?
I think it's new edition something. But they were a very materialistic couple, so I'm not surprised at all at the tone of the video. And the other thing that the non-rational people really harped on, and as a disclaimer, I should probably note that I am black, so this may come off badly, but the females in the video are of a darker skin tone, and there was a lot of people talking about how she just was not attractive, and there were people calling her a skank, itch, hoe, that sort of thing, and I'm like, dude, it is a 3-minute video. How can you infer any of those things from watching the video?
You don't even know her. You don't have a right to an opinion if you don't know someone. Remember that. And
you don't even know her name.
I, for one, was so disappointed at those comments because, first of all, because people have been saying she was ugly. No way, man. She's not ugly. Not the very least. She's actually pretty. I have to say that she's hot. But you don't know her. It's 3 minutes. You're right. You don't know her name. So what gives you the right to call her a skank or a hoe? It's a part she has to play in the video, okay? It's a hip-hop video. What do you expect?
I mean, and really, it wasn't that. Because it's like they're upset because she wasn't wearing much clothes or because they hinted that she was taking a shower in the video. And I'm like, A, it's his in the video, she's his girlfriend. I assume she lives in his house. So she could wear whatever she wants to wear or whatever he wants to wear. It depends. They might have that kind of relationship in the house. You know, if she's half naked, if her butt's showing, it's their house with their maid in the French maid outfit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. They're adults. She's taking a shower in her bathroom. That is also perfectly fine. Now, the part where it may have gotten across the borderline with okay and not okay is the scene in the club where it's her and another chick, and he's kind of with both of them. But I'm like, yo, dude's gotta be saying they have broads, okay? And that's unfortunately, that's the way mainstream hip-hop works. Yeah, there's objectifying of women. I'm not gonna say I don't like a video just because it's in it, because that's not a big issue for me. I've grown up on hip-hop, so certain things that I probably should be outraged by, I'm so desensitized to it that it doesn't even matter to me. The song itself is not a great song. I will freely admit that. Crown J's verse is not all that good. I do like Young Dro's verse better, but his verse isn't necessarily good either. But hey, for a throwaway hip-hop poppy song, it's great.
But you may say that, but I think the song's great. I like the song. Each to their own.
I mean, I will let you know now, this is one of the most played songs on my iPod, and I did purchase this legally, so you know that I do actually like the song, but like from an objective and rational standpoint, it's not the best song.
It isn't, yeah. But it's very catchy and poppy, hip-hop poppy, if you know what I mean. It's
a very fun song.
Ear-friendly, basically. And that's what matters. Really, that's what matters when you're making a hit song. But I've also seen a few comments saying that it doesn't sound Korean. I mean, come on, people, get a grip. It wasn't meant for the Korean market. This song was meant for the U.S.
If you couldn't tell by the fact that the song is completely in English, and it has a black gentleman rapping in the song. But there was a YouTube comment that I saw today, because I have nothing better to do, and I was checking the amount of hits, the amount of plays his song has. Okay, here goes the comment. I'm going to read it verbatim. Okay, the person says, "I'm black and I'm so embarrassed watching this. I guess I'm embarrassed for him. Where is he trying to create his career at? US or Korea? Either way, I don't see it working. This video isn't targeted to Koreans, and in America, well, I think he's better off sticking with his own people," and then in brackets, Asians. "He's no Eminem that automatically fits in with black rappers. He has to go a long way for him to get recognized and accepted by black people of America. Otherwise, he should do stuff like Far East Movement." There are many things wrong with this statement. I just want to zero in on one.
Eminem
did not have a path paved with gold directly to the top. It didn't work like that, okay? Mm-hmm. He came out, when he became famous in 99, there were a lot of people that did not like him.
Yep.
Partially because of his message. Also because it was a white dude trying to do what black people did. He was lucky in that he had all the power behind Dre and Aftermath and Interscope Records, really, to keep him pushing forward. And then he happened to be a lyrical genius on top of that. But no, if you listen to his music at all, you will hear him say that it was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're too young to have heard his entire back catalog, you can listen to a song he's just recently released called "I Need a Doctor," where he talks about the fact that if he didn't become a success, he might have dragged Dr. Dre down with him too. So, yeah. And again, the video is targeted to the American audience. You don't even know Crown J is Asian until, I guess, he says Asia King and he takes his glasses off and you can see. Otherwise, he just looks like, you know, a slightly off-tone black dude.
Yeah. And that's about it. I mean, people like that. People who comment like that, I don't know what they really want to say. It's like, beneath the message is inherent racism, really.
Yeah, it's go back to your own kind. We don't want you. But the thing is, hip-hop doesn't belong to black people, okay? I don't know where you got this impression, but you need to let it go. Sure, black American people created rap music, but once you create something, you no longer have any control over it.
Yep.
At that point, anyone can take your idea and just go with it, especially if it's a genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you could look at the root of the thing, the root of hip-hop, and see how far it's come. You could look at the root of, hell, classical music, and see over the centuries how many people have gone out on a limb and ended up completely changing that type of music. And because hip-hop is relatively young and people are still stuck in that mindset, they think only these people that we let in can play with our toys. But really, your toys are out and open, dude. Anyone can walk up and take
them.
That's
right. Free for all. Yeah, these people need to be re-educated. I don't know how, but they need to be immersed in different cultures, I suppose.
They need to be taken away from the toys. You can't play anymore. You've messed it up.
Oh, that would be painful.
For them, yeah. But you gotta learn your lesson somehow. But there was let's not pick on this one person who said they were black. People who didn't say they were Asian, but it's pretty clear that they had to be. They came off, there were a lot of comments that came off racist towards the girls in the video, towards basically everyone in the video but Crown J, saying that essentially saying they were bad people despite not knowing them.
Yeah,
all.
How can you say that about someone you don't even know? Gee.
Because I like that these comments talk about everything but the person's skin color, and you know that's the only thing they're talking about.
No. What I mean is people commenting. How can they say that about someone they don't even know? How can you judge someone in 3 minutes, right?
Because it's the internet, and people are allowed to say pretty much whatever they want. And most people don't do what I do, which is read the comment back before they click reply. So sometimes when you do that, your brain kicks it and says, yo, this is a stupid thing to post. This is going to make you look like a terrible person. And so I don't post a lot of things I think of. But the video's release did make me very obscenely happy.
Yeah, because it's been a long time for Crown J. This is like something positive for him after 2 years of bad luck, I suppose.
Yeah, of whatever was going on. And it helped that it was a black chick in the video that also made me happy.
Yep, and she's hot.
Like,
she's pretty hot.
I was like, you go, dude. It was like the Rocketeer music video all over again. Except that guy could not act. God.
But I was going to say earlier... It's so terrible. I was going to say earlier that being on the internet doesn't give you a license to be stupid. So people remember that, okay?
You got anything else that made you happy?
Oh, yes. Related to hip-hop. I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but there's a new Asian-American group called Asiatics. And they released Go on iTunes. And it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. There are three members. First is Flowsick. He was featured in JYJ's album with Yuchen, I Love You. It's his solo song. Yeah. And Eddie Shin and Nikki Lee. And the album is produced by Jay Chong. He's from Solid, old school group, R&B, old school K-pop group. And he also produced a few songs for JYJ. JYJ's the beginning album. And he has been spending his time in Taiwan. He's produced a lot of songs for big artists in Taiwan. So yeah, I like it. I like the new song. Have you heard of them?
I've seen the article. I haven't listened to them, though. But I didn't know it was Flowsick. Now I may be swayed to get the song.
Go and get it. It's pretty good. I don't know much about the group yet, so I can't say anything much. But I like the song. It made me happy. The flow's good. So, but there is a teaser out, like a minute long. Like a short version of the song that's floating around in the internet somewhere. So I'll find the link for you later so you can have a listen. Okay. And, oh, one thing that made me happy as well is Block B's dance rehearsal video.
Oh, you saw
that? Yeah. I saw that.
How'd you feel about it?
I was happy about it. It reminded me of the Jabberwockies with the masks, but I was kind of disappointed at the end because they didn't really show their faces. I was waiting for the faces.
The faces are, like, all over the internet if you want to see them.
But I wanted to see them together. Like, you know.
They have posters out now.
Was it released while I was on vacation?
It was released today, yesterday.
I haven't seen it. Like, really close up, okay? Like, close up. Not, like, small one-by-one photos. Are they cute?
Some of them, yeah.
Nice. How many members are there? I think it's more than five.
Seven.
Okay.
It was six initially, and then they added one.
I'm kind of excited, because I don't know what they're going for. I don't know what kind of music they're gonna bring. Like, I know it's hip-hop, but what kind of hip-hop?
I think the album release date is fairly close.
So, Cho PD, I wish you luck. Mm-hmm. I just wish, I hope that you don't get any backlash from the Big Bang fans.
All the best.
Yes, all the best. But from the looks of things, I think this is going to be a very good group. This may be the change I'm looking for. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
And look, apparently Chanmi is a big fan of them.
Or she knows them.
Yeah.
From somewhere.
What makes them different? Okay, I'm excited now. Aren't you excited about this?
I'm on the fence. Kind of excited, but not all the way.
I'm kind of excited. I am excited because this may be the change that I'm looking for. Because you know how I only support two groups.
Yeah, I am aware.
Yeah, this may make me happy. I'm hoping. Because I don't really want to put all my eggs in two baskets. And then, you know, when any of the two groups disappear for good, that would make me depressed. So.
See, you can look at it like this. You supported two groups, and now you support three groups. So really, you always have room for more. And by that, I'm of course referencing Don Mai Shinki splitting into two different groups.
So yeah, this may be my new group. You never know, right? I hope they don't disappoint me. And this is hip-hop. So Cho PD, I know you're a very good rapper, and I hope you're a good producer as well. So all the best. Yeah, that's about it for me. What about you?
Yeah, I'm done as well. I'm now watching Crown J, so I'm good.
Me too. I'm good. I might watch the video again just because I want to see that girl's ass.
I just like that it's a video about him talking about how good he is in bed. Come on. How do you not like the song?
And you know, that girl has a nice ass. I gotta tell ya. Damn, she's...
You almost made me spit my root beer on the screen. That's not good.
No, but it's true. She has a nice ass. And I'm not really a fan of ass, but she's hot.
Okay. Stop while I'm drinking.
Alright. Well, what do you want to talk about next week, though? I mean, we should keep it happy. I like being happy.
Well, by next week, the new Big Bang will be out, so...
I'm on the fence.
I guess we'll talk about that.
And I guess I'll be happy because of Aesung's song. You never know. So, this has been episode 4 of the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast. I'm Noelle and...
Dave Dr. Foxy Brown.
So, thank you for staying with us. We'll talk to you again next week. Goodbye. Good night. Good morning, wherever you are.
Oh, 내려가죠 또 하루를 버텨낸